Okay, lady, now let's get information. I say, okay, lady, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Hey, it's your girl, the Thick Writer Chick. No, it's been a minute. It's the Binge Babe. Yes, there is dust on the solo mic, but I'm back. And we recently celebrated, I think it was 4 years, you know. So even though I haven't been the most consistent bitch in the bunch, I thank y'all for sticking with me because, yeah. So I got a little time before lunch, and I did want to speak on... So while it's buzzing, let me just talk about it. So we all absolutely adore and love us some Idris Elba. I know I do. He is just, you know, he's that guy. I didn't even know he was British for the longest, you know. I was introduced to him through, I think it was Daddy's Little Girls, which is a Tyler Perry film. A lot of people met him in The Wire. I wasn't really that into crime drama, but... Yeah, needless to say, he is currently most definitely an A-list actor. So with that being said, recently it just made some comments that he would no longer like to be referred to as a black actor because the label puts him in a box. The Luther Star said that as humans, we are obsessed with race and that the obsession can really hinder people's aspirations and growth. If we spend half the time not talking about the differences but the similarities between us, the entire planet would have a shift in the way we deal with each other. He also went on to say that racism is very real, and his perspective is that it's only as powerful as you allow it to be. So, I definitely understand where he's coming from, especially being in the arts myself. I'm not an actor, I'm a writer, but I do interact with actors. I do know, and you know, I do, and also I direct. So I do know that there are certain roles that, you know, when you take the craft seriously, you want to be able to go out for, be viewed as an equal, as it being an equal playing field, especially if the role doesn't call for a certain race. You want to be viewed as just a talented ass actor with no bias. So, I mean, I completely understand that. Like I said, as a director, you know, I roll with many actors, and your girl actually can't act. Like, it's not something I do because it's not my anointing. It's not my calling. It's not my, you know, forte, but I can indeed act. And, I totally understand where he's coming from and what he is saying. On the other hand, I kind of more so agree with John Boyega's response to that, which is pretty much, long story short, it's black over here. I'm black and it is what it is. And I'm not, you know, we need to stop trying to like tiptoe around that to make others comfortable. I'm totally miswording what he said. So, but if you want to look it up, you can. Or I might look it up later in the show and quote it verbatim. But first of all, John Boyega is always, since he came out, he has not been problematic to me. He has stood 10 toes on his blackness, on supporting blackness, on being an actor, even though he is not from America, who really just is like, yeah, I'm... that's, you know, he's not conforming, and I absolutely love that about him. And not to say that Idris is conforming, but let's talk about this conversation, because recently your girl Nia Long was saying very similar comments. So it's becoming a thing is what I'm saying. Nia Long feels like calling movies black movies or black films is hindering. They both, long story short, they both feel that putting the label black in front of either films or actors is limiting and hindering. So let's talk about it. First and foremost, if you know me, if you follow Courtney Lyric Presents, which is my LLC and my company that I've been writing under since 2013, girl, Lord, I've been in the game a minute. And to my followers out there, I'm really going to start taking it super serious. You know, I did some plays and I did make big steps in the past, but I really didn't fully invest in it because the fact that the conversation is happening and I've been doing this for 10 years shows that it is time, that there is a hole in the market and it needs to be filled, because it's very, what they're saying is very contradicting to what I, as a writer and as a content creator, see online, especially in like in blurred groups and Black film discussion groups, is we want more of Black fantasy, Black horror, Black love stories. We want less slave stories. Okay, so that's where people like me come in. But also, that's where people like Idris Elba comes in. Because who's gonna star in these films if not you, sir? You know, or people that look like you. So, I'm totally on the opposite end. Okay, here's the thing. Hit a ting. Both Nia Long and Idris Elba, excuse me, got their break in what you would call, quote unquote, Black roles, if you want to call it that. Like, the first film I ever saw him in was Daddy's Little Girl, which is a Black produced, Black written, Black casted film. That film helped make him a household name, at least a Black household name, in America. And this is if you didn't watch The Wire. I didn't watch The Wire. So if you watched The Wire, you already knew him, which, might I add, I consider The Wire a Black show too. So Nia Long, let's not even go there. The entire span of her career, probably up until like, I don't even know when. Maybe, shit. To me, she's always been in Black films. I'm really trying to think of a film that she has been in that you would not consider Black. That had like a mixed cast. And honestly, I'm drawing blanks. Like even her television debut, which was The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that was a Black show. So it's like, it's kind of like, now that you all have gotten to this level, we're almost kind of spitting on the thing that got us a foot in the door in the first place. And I get it, there's levels to this, you know, whatever. And I respect it and I understand it. There is levels to this. You know, everybody wants to be a huge crossover A-list star. And I mean, perfectly honest, Nia Long and Idris, shit, you know who I'm talking about, really are already, excuse me, already at that level. Like, y'all not scrapping for roles. Now, will I admit that Nia's popularity more so has been her personal dramas. Of course, we, the Black community, know who she is, but, you know, her love life kind of spilled over, her comments she's been making lately, you know, some of the stuff that she's been saying on television shows, you know, like, even with the, her going on the Drew Barrymore show and just saying that, hey, technically I didn't get the role as a Charlie's Angel because I'm Black, but, you know, they gave me the runaround and gave me a bunch of excuses about I look old next to Drew, which is child, anyway, and then my eyebrows are too sophisticated, you know, some kind of shit. But it's like, but then you double back and say, well, we shouldn't call our films Black films because that's hurting us. Okay, we all know that the Indian culture has Bollywood, you know, Korean culture has K-dramas, you know, Japanese has anime. There are different cultures that have their own style of media via film, and I don't really see them shying away from it or being ashamed of it. Hear me out. I don't, you know, the K-drama scene, the Asian drama scene has really been making big splashes, especially since things like, you know, Squid Games, Alice in Borderland, you know, Netflix has been very helpful in getting that art in front of our face. But I don't see them backing off and replacing half of their cast with white cast members just to show that they're progressive and they're not just, they're more than K-drama. You know, so they won't be put in this box. I think they're okay with the box. You know, all they did was show us that, hey, we have a box and our box is popping. Like, the person that made Squid Games, I don't think they have a problem with all they cast looking alike. What that person was saying is, my shit is dope, here, take a look. And here we are saying the opposite. Like, we're cornering ourselves, we're putting ourselves in a box. Bollywood, baby, when Slumdog Millionaire came out, that was such a huge splash for the Bollywood community, and guess what, they ain't missed a beat. And lately Desi culture has been having its day, you know, with Ms. Marvel and with Velma. They recently had like a superhuman movie on, I think it was it Hulu or was it Prime? I don't know the name, and I want to jack it up. It's like the Brahmahaj or something. But we started, it was long. It was too long for me. But I don't see them being like, okay, we need to add more white people so that everybody feels comfortable, and let's not call this a Desi film because we don't want to put ourselves in a box. No, they are being Indian as fuck, and they don't give a fuck. So why? Why are we, the blacks, so intent on separating ourselves from blackness to make others feel comfortable? That's what John Boyega was saying, and I have to agree with him. The only reason that black cinema, blaxploitation, the whole 90s stretch of black gangster films, stuff like that, black hood films, came is because there was no voice. There was no place in Hollywood, you know, that was making films that told our stories. And true enough, blackness is so much more than one thing. Let's start there. We are more than just gangbangers. We are more than just strippers. We are more than just drug dealers. We understand that. However, that is part of our story. Like, even the show, what's that show? BMF. That's on right now. That's based on a true story. Those people live. They exist. Yes, that means that in real life, they told such, I'm told shit. They sold, touched, and dealt with drugs. People are so upset that that's how black people are portrayed. But guess what? Those were indeed two brothers that slung crack. You know, so, and then you have fiction movies that kind of mirror that lifestyle, kind of like New Jack City. You have shows like Power, and yes, they're fiction, but they do echo a certain story of real life. But guess what? That's not all that blackness is. So you can still have your Powers, your New Jack Cities, your Bellies, and still double back and have your Poetic Justice, have your Friday, have your, you know, what was that with the three astronaut ladies? I can't think of it right now, but, because those are still real stories too. The problem is, we feel like when people hear black, they immediately think drugs and violence. And if they do, technically that's a them issue. If you want to be real. I'm just saying. You know, so I mean, like, take a look at Spike Lee. You know, there's Do the Right Thing. There's School Days. School Days was completely about a HBCU experience. No drugs, no violence. It's about college life as black kids. So it's not that, you know, if you're only choosing to focus on the air quote negative that is associated with black art, that sounds like a problem with you and your you know, with you and your God. That isn't black art as a whole either. So again, I ask, why is it that we are the culture that we need to be separated from that term because it's limiting? Like, okay, let me just say this. Like, anywhere, that new movie, I might jack it up. Anywhere, Everywhere, All at Once, I might have fucked it up. But that movie is having a field day. A field day. Yes. That movie has had a year, goddammit. It has been a good year for that film. And just about everybody in that cast except Jamie Lee Curtis is of Asian descent. So if you wanted to consider that an Asian film, really you could. And guess what? I don't really see those cast members being ashamed or being like, it's not an Asian film. I don't see them saying that because the cast is mainly Asian. If anything, I think they're proud of it. Like, if you were to... I've never really heard Asian actors, you know, if they're referred to as, you know, Asian actor or Asian American actor, be like, don't call me that. I've never really heard Indian, you know, Indian based actors be like that either. Don't call me that. I'm not an Indian actor. I'm an actor. Probably because they're proud of it. Probably because they understand this system that we're living in. Okay, so part of being a minority means when you think of a thing, unless it's something that's based like around a culture, you're going to think of the majority. And well, okay, in America, the majority is white. It sucks, but it is what it is. So no, we're not gonna think Tom Cruise, white actor, unless the conversation calls for it. You know, unless we're talking about race or discussing differences in, you know, pay or anything like that. If the conversation calls for it, we might be like, well, Tom Cruise is a white actor. But in general, no one be like, Tom Cruise, white actor. They would just say actor. Same thing with Brad Pitt, same thing with Matthew McConaughey. And maybe Will Smith, you know, I've never really heard of anyone refer to him as a black actor, but maybe because he's made it to that level, I don't know. But, you know, if you are not white and you're an actor, you may be referred to as, you know, African-American actor. And guess what? Why does that have to be a bad thing? Now, if we are speaking on a K-drama, or if you are on a station where it's or a platform or a streaming service where it only services like African films or K-dramas, then no, you're probably not going to be like Asian actor, because you're in a domain where that is the majority. So if you want to call it a downside of being a minority is, well, when people think of a thing, they think of the majority, and the majority is white. So, but what I'm saying is that doesn't have to be limiting, and it does not have to be bad. And I think that's the part that we kind of need to unlearn and double back on. I get what Idris is saying. Well, he also said, quote, I am so much more than my skin. And I guess we just feel differently about that. First of all, the British black experience is completely different from the American black experience, so let's not even go there. But it covers your entire body, you know, your soul, all of that is wrapped inside this black skin. So to say I'm so much more than that, okay, so what are you outside of that? Are you intelligent? Are you smart? Are you easy to talk to? Are you well-rounded? Great. Those things can also be associated with blackness. You feel me? So, yeah, I'm a black man, but I'm also intelligent and smart. Okay, by default, you are saying, yeah, I am that, but you have to be careful with that kind of thinking, and you have to be careful with those kind of words, because what exactly are you saying? And, I mean, think of it like this. Let's say a white man said, yes, I am a white man, but I'm also loving, and I'm also, what would he be saying? Or what would you hear, you know? So it's no different when you say that, yeah, I'm a black woman, but I'm also da 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 da. Maybe those things are enhanced, and those characteristics are embodied because you are a black woman. So I can't really agree with that. I'm so much more than my black skin. You know, I'm talented. I'm da da da. Yeah, you are. That comes with blackness. So yeah, you know, I get it, but you have to be really careful with those kind of comments, because it can ease into anti-blackness, and that's not helping either. Like I said, you know, we have the Bollywood scene, you know, we have the K-drama scene, the K-film scene, and here's the thing, it could go mainstream, it could not, but I don't really see them being like, if anything, a smart person is gonna stick with what got them where they are. This worked for us, so we're just gonna keep working it. I'm not gonna conform, because that's what I think I have to do in order to be mainstream. You like Squid Games in our language. You like Squid Games with our actors who look like we do. You made it number one for months, and we didn't have to change a thing. So why now that we are mainstream, Should we drop that aspect to appease an audience that we don't even have yet, or we may have, who is fine with us just the way we are? I don't know, but so yeah, so John said his piece, you know, Idris said his piece, and I think some people get it, some people don't. Some people feel a certain ways about it, some people do not. You know, I always want to make sure I'm not reading too much into a thing, but after reading the entire article of what Idris had to say, I was kind of like, okay, I get it. But like I said, me personally, I purposely, I don't care about being labeled a black author or a black screenwriter, because I am. In fact, I don't mind if it puts me in the box, because my target audience is the box. I specifically right for the Negroes. Like, I heard the cry. I see the complaints. I see y'all wanting to be more than slaves and drug dealers. That's where people like me come in. I'm writing the fantasies that you want. I'm writing the love stories that you want. I'm putting the I put my energy creatively into putting together positive pieces of literature, and Lord said the same, one day film media that reflect more than one black experience. So I don't care if it puts me in a box or not. I'm not what Idris talking about, whatever his name is, Idris talking about, that's not what I'm on. But even if it were, even if my goal, you know, I don't disrespect or have a problem with other black writers, like the woman who wrote Meg. Meg is a darn near entirely white cast. That was a black woman. And I don't look down on her and feel like she's doing a disservice, you know, because she wrote a script that could be filled with any race of people. I don't feel like she's wrong or I'm wrong. We're both working to put positive, entertaining forms of entertainment out into the world and having to be black women while doing it. So I think it's pretty awesome. But me personally, I would like to fill my roles with more faces that look like mine. So that, but that is me. You know, Idris wants to star in any role. But here's the thing. What's crazy is he's coming here with this kumbaya stuff against the same system that wouldn't let him be 007. It's like how quickly we forget, you know. We were the ones that were kind of vouching for him to get that role. And he pretty much, long story short, didn't get it, I feel, because he's black. And then, you know, so maybe that started a little bit of anger up in him. But that was an open role that you went for and didn't get. The system is, what I'm saying is, the system is still the system. The majority is still the majority. No matter how progressive we feel like we have become, no matter how far we feel like we've come, that's why black films and, yes, black actors are still necessary, because as far as things have come, there's still a lot of places that, no matter how big of a star you are, that dark skin ain't gonna get you in. Like, you know, there's been a lot of race bending lately, and for some reason, 007, they just weren't here for it. So, I mean, you know, I still, like I said, I'm a huge Idris fan. I love me some John Boyega. So I'm here for both the young, and I love Nia Long. I just went and saw, what was it called? Missing. And it was great. It was more of what we've been asking for. It was, a black-led film, two black women. It was a mystery thriller. It was very good all the way up until the end. Great storytelling, you know. And then you double back with, well, we don't need to call ourselves black films. I mean, technically, if maybe three more people had been black, that would have been a black film. But it's not limiting. Like, it's not. So what if it's a black film? So what? You know? So what? Why does that make it bad, negative, or limiting? What's crazy is there have been movies that are centered around whole other cultures, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It had a very good year. I don't see them regretting it being, you know, viewed as an Asian film. That was limiting. No, we came, we kicked ass, and we got our awards, and we did it our way. Representing our culture. If you don't like it, suck an egg. Like, everybody else is on some suck an egg stuff except us. But that's because we have been taught black is bad. Black, somewhere along the lines, because let's really get into it. You know, if we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it. Somewhere along the lines, black got synonymous with negative, dark, bad, you know, just gritty. Even worse, it's become synonymous with unprofessional, poor quality, especially in film. You know, and it's like when people hear that, they think ghetto hot mess, which is, it just takes some unlearning, because that's not always the case. And if it is the case, let's find out why. That's my thing. Don't jump on the content creators. It's the lack of knowledge and the lack of resources. And let me tell you, from somebody who is just getting their toes in this film world, it is very real. The people that run stuff do not look like you. The people that hand out checks don't necessarily look like you either. What people love Spike Lee, but what they don't know is his first film, he had to max out credit cards to make Do the Right Thing. Or She's Gotta Have It. I'm sorry. To do She's Gotta Have It. Same thing with Robert Townsend. We love to speak on our greats, but let's talk about how they couldn't even get greenlit. How they really had to self-produce what we now describe as black classics. It is hard out here in these streets for these black content creators, and they're doing the best they can. So instead of kind of, you know, just throwing their shit in the shit pile, let's figure out how and why to get, why aren't they getting the funds they need, and how do we get those funds to them? Why aren't they getting the knowledge they need, and how do we get that knowledge to them? Me personally, I had to move out of state to go to a film that taught, I'm sorry, to go to a school that taught film. There are no film schools in Louisiana. Plenty of content creators, plenty of storytellers, plenty of thriving creative minds, just nowhere for them to learn. And then, honest to God, my school, I love it. Shout out to KD Conservatory. But it's almost as much as a four-year college, and it's a two-year school. That film program is not cheap. You feel me? So it's like, you have to be really careful with those kind of words. And, you know, first it was the Kravitz girl, Lenny Kravitz's daughter. She didn't want to be a black actress anymore. Neil Long don't want to be a black actress anymore. Idris Elba doesn't want to be labeled as a black actor anymore. And I get it. But there are so many other ways to prove. Here's the thing. How about this? I happen to be a black actor, yes. But guess what? I'm equally as talented as your McConaughey. Put me in a role as the same as a Brad Pitt, and I will mop the floor with him because I am me. You don't have to denounce blackness to excel in greatness. That's all I'm saying. And if black content creators want to, because I'm not dropping the black. Like, even if, man, when it comes, Lord says the same. I'm operating like the Asian people. I'm sticking to what works for me. Tyler Perry has done it too. This man has become a billionaire and has never once made a what we would like to call a white film. Since y'all feel like don't nobody put the white on there, I'll put it on there. And everything he made been blackety black. Now, I'm not saying it's all been goodity good. I'm not saying everything he made has been a humdinger, but he has stuck to what got him. I think he is proof that if you stick to what works, it can work for you. The Bollywood people are thriving. The Chinese film industry is thriving with or without America's help. They stick to what works for them. And I'm not saying you gotta be all racist and I'll never work, or biased, I'm sorry. And I'll never work with white people, blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, there's no shame whatsoever in making content based around your culture. Because guess what? Whether you're part of the culture or not, you can still enjoy it. I love Squid Games, and I can't, if I didn't have on the dub, I wouldn't understand a lick of what they were saying. You can indulge and enjoy someone else's culture and not be a part of it. If the media is good, if the story is good, like Memoirs of a Geisha, that's one I really like. You know, I ain't got to be Japanese to relate to a good love story. And they can tell it their way, and I don't have to see my face in it. I don't have to see black people in it. I ain't got to be offended because ain't no blacks in this. This is an Asian film. But guess what? I can still enjoy it and partake in it because the story is good. And it'll be the same way with black movies. If the story is good, people will come. And if they don't, guess what? That still is a win-win because it's a positive piece of art that black people can see themselves in. It is still a win-win. That's what I'm saying. It's not, we got to change that narrative about, oh, I'm not a black actor. I've never heard an Asian person say that. I'm not an Asian American. I'm not an Asian actor. What do you, don't call me that. Because they're proud of their heritage. They understand that they're operating in a world that is completely different from where they're from. But they also know that I'm stepping with the big dogs too. But get, I'm so much more than this Asian skin. I ain't never heard no shit like that. And you won't hear it. They have a proud heritage. They don't mind that they're on another, you know, that they're on American soil doing the damn thing in their Asian skin. And we gotta have that same mentality. And it takes a lot of unlearning because we don't have much of a heritage as it is, or we feel like we don't. You know, we didn't come over here under the best circumstances. You know, it stinks. It's so much work that needs to be, it's so much that goes behind actors and art and different artists saying stuff like this. It's so much more than just, oh, I don't want to be boxed. That's just the quick version of saying stuff that needs to be unraveled and talked about this decades, hundreds of years old. Not thousands, because, you know, we ain't been here that long, but hundreds of years old. But that is literally my two cents on it. I gotta go to my day job. Shout out to John Boyega. And shout out to Idris Elba, too. It doesn't make him a bad man because he said that. There are a lot of black artists who feel that way. But I definitely do want to unpack and unbox and talk about why that kind of jargon could be harmful instead of helpful. But that's it. Yeah, I got to go. Gotta pay these bills. So y'all have a good day. God bless and keep God first.